This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, though, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Let me dig in my stupid bag here. Pull out something.
Yeah, you ain't got to go deep. Just get something off the top of the bag.
Right at the top.
I got stuff at the top, stuff in the middle. Way down deep. I mean, I got a nice bag of stupid here. Now don't.
Well, the whole bag stupid is what we're trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Right. I understand it. But it's levels of stupid. Why do I have to teach you about stupid? Why don't you?
Most of us don't know.
Exactly. You know what? I'm gonna start teaching a stupid class so people will know. Stupid does pay off.
You already doing one. You come on the radio every day.
But am I not an example that stupid pays off? Don't play my stupid weak. Don't do me like that. I'm better than that.
What is the prank?
Diva Lounge. I almost said stupid lounge. Diva Lounge. Diva Lounge. Okay. Cat Dog. Let's go. Cat Dog respects my stupid. Come on.
This is Lynetta.
Yeah, Lynetta, I'm trying to, you the one on the Diva Lounge, right?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, well, my aunt trying to, my Aunt Phyllis was trying to get an appointment, say y'all rejected her or something like that on getting an appointment this past Saturday. She wanted to get in and get her hair did.
I'm sorry, sir, no one rejected her. Right now, I'm not accepting any new clients.
Hold on, what do you mean you're not accepting no clients? That's the part I'm not trying to understand, because my Aunt Phyllis, you know, she done called up there like two times from what she telling me about. She can't get in there to Diva Lounge, that she can't get in there and get her hair done, because every time she called, they saying that, you know, ain't want nobody take her or give her an appointment.
Sir, I am the only stylist at the Diva Lounge, and right now I am not accepting any new clients. I am so sorry for your aunt, but there are other salons in the area, but right now I am not accepting any new clients.
Hold on. Wait a minute. No, that. My auntie wanted, she want to come there.
That. Who the hell are you cursing?
I'm just saying this here. My auntie trying to get her weave.
Excuse me. You just cursed me out for no apparent reason.
Because basically what I'm trying to say is I don't understand how it is you can't get my auntie hair done. She trying to get her weave done so she can be right for church. So I don't understand the problem.
But the problem is your ass attacking me. How the hell you going to call me talking about your damn aunt wants a damn appointment, but you cursing me out? You won't be able to get an appointment with me talking to me like this. Let me talk, because you just cursed me out. Now you're going to hear what I have to say. So I'm not accepting any new clients at this time. Now, she could have called, but right now I'm not. I'm just not accepting any new clients. I apologize, but there's nothing else I can do. I work
for you. Hold on. Because you know what? I already know the deal, because I done already asked around town. You got all these, everybody over there got all these big time cars, Beamers and Range Rovers. So them only the people you can't do. So my auntie already, you can't do no.
Listen, let me tell you one damn thing. I don't discriminate. I don't give a damn what you drive. You can drive a damn Ford Pinto for all I care. I don't discriminate. Right now, sir, my damn schedule is booked, and I cannot take any more new clients. There are 1,000 damn salons in Montgomery that you can go to.
Okay, let me say this to you. What's your name again? Lynetta. Let me tell you this right here. I'm gonna bring my auntie up there. I'm bringing
out,
my auntie.
Sir.
Hey, you gonna shut up while I'm talking? Hey, look, I'm gonna bring my auntie up there. I'm sorry, say what?
Nah,
but you ain't finna just reject my auntie. She trying to get her hair did for church.
Okay, hold on. All professionalism is about to go out the door with your Now, I have been trying to be professional with your ass since you just called me. But you insist on cursing me out, and I haven't done anything to you. I have simply said, sir, I cannot take on any new clients. But you insist on cursing me out.
I insist on somebody doing my ante hair. Somebody go put my ante weave.
Well, damn it, find another damn salon. You won't get it done here. You're gonna
do it, because I'm gonna bring my ante up there on Saturday.
I'm gonna do it. How the hell you gonna make me?
Somebody gonna put this weave in my ante hair.
I'm telling you now, I can go from 0 to 100 real quick. I'm trying to be professional with your ass, but right now that's going out the door. Because right now you being so disrespectful to
me. Let me say this again. Saturday, I'm coming up there. Somebody put my auntie weave in her head.
Weave? Sir, I don't do weave. I only do short hair. That's what I specialize in. That's my strength. So you definitely have to find another salon. I don't do weave. Period.
Who the f*** got a hair salon don't do no weave? Who do that s***?
Me. I don't do no damn
sense. That don't make no damn sense. What kind of damn hairstylist? You just a short hairstylist. That don't make no damn sense.
Well, that's what the f*** I specialize in. As a matter of fact, I'm damn good at it. Ask around. If you research me, you've already done your damn research on me. Ask around. Google me. That's what you do. Google me. I'm the best at this. Don't call me. Let me say this to you. Don't call for me now, because I'm ready for your.
You know what? I'm not even going to be sitting here going back and forth with you. I'm going to say this. Saturday, I'm coming up there, and somebody going to do my auntie weave. But bottom line, her weave going to be done for church on Sunday.
Who in the you think you're talking to? You listen to me. I'm so tired of your punk ass. If you don't went around asking everybody about me, your punk ass will know that I don't do nothing but short hair. I don't do no we find some not else to do your damn your aunt hair. You and your aunt can go to hell. That's what you can do. Because I don't give a about you. I try to be professional with your ass, but you're stupid and you're ignorant as hell. And then your aunt can't be no better. She got to be crazy as hell to be with your stupid ass. Don't call me no more. Because I don't appreciate you calling my damn cell phone. I don't know who the hell gave you my damn number? Because this is a damn private number. I didn't even give it no damn back. Then you find my damn cars in my damn parking lot. Listen, don't worry about your cars in my parking lot. Everybody show love to me. I don't want customers like you.
Hey, hold on. Let me just tell you this here. Tommy one gave me your damn number and told me that if I talk to you, you'll do my ain't hair.
Who?
Tommy one gave. Say what?
I don't know no Tommy.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You know nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You know him, don't you?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. Do you nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Show?
That be me, Miss Lonetta.
Oh,
that is me.
You got me acting so ignorant on this panel. Oh, my God.
Lord Jesus,
you are so...
Hey, let me tell you something. Tammy and Paul told me Lonetta is real cool, but she's 25% ghetto.
Oh, my God. I don't care. Oh, my gosh. But you know what?
You gotta do this for me. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, next weekend, Oklahoma City, the nephew is coming to town. Bricktown, that's Bricktown Comedy Club. That's the 28th, 29th, and 30th. Be ye ready. Charlotte, North Carolina. April 4th, 5th, and 6th, Comedy Zone. April 19th, it is Easter in Jacksonville, Florida, at the Florida Theater. Come hang out with your boy. Also, Brea, all right? Brea Comedy Club. Mm-hmm, that's L.A., y'all, right outside of L.A. That is April the 13th. Tickets are on sale right now, Sunday night only. I'm going to go to L.A. and just hang out. for about them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go hang out for a week.
All right. Thank you, nephew. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.